Hey listeners, I'm Whit Misseldine, the creator of This Is Actually Happening, and I want to tell you about a limited series we've created called Point Blank. Point Blank is a five-part series sharing the stories of five people whose lives were forever altered by the forgotten spree killings of Rancho Tehama, where a lone gunman devastated a small town in Northern California, attacking eight different locations in the span of only 25 minutes. The killing spree was largely overshadowed by the Las Vegas shooting that dominated the headlines just weeks earlier. And because of the lack of media attention, this small community was left isolated and alone to pick up the pieces. Point Blank gives you intimate, first-person accounts of what happened that day, from a father that drew the gunman away from the local school to the sister of the shooter. These are riveting stories that will stick with you long after you listen, exploring the question, what happens when everything changes? I'm about to play you a clip of Point Blank from This Is Actually Happening. While you're listening, follow This Is Actually Happening wherever you get your podcasts. And hey, Prime members, you can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today.
We'd lived together by that time for 3 years already. And then we bought a place out here and moved out here. She loved it. She loved being out in the country. She liked the serenity, the privacy. We were kind of out on the edge. I was never home. I was on the road working construction. I was only home on weekends or in between jobs. But it was more about her. It made her happy to be out here where we can have space and have our animals and have a garden, you know. Right now we're looking at snow-capped mountains all the way around. Beautiful Mount Shasta and Mount Lassen and everything in between. It's lovely. We can see the stars, you know. We used to get up on the roof and set up the telescopes and, you know, without a lot of ambient light to interfere. No, we enjoyed the whole experience of being out in the country. It was awesome. But you do kind of have to be tough to live here. You know, it's tough. But life is tough. Life is a challenge, right? I'd had a shoulder injury. I'd had surgery, so I was off work. And I was just about to the point where I was a couple more weeks and then I was going to hit the road again, go to work. So at the tail end, I was going to a doctor's appointment in Redding. She was going along with me. We're on our way to her doctor's appointment. We're driving down the road, and we see this guy in our lane. I was driving, and I said something to Michelle. It says, somebody's drunk awful early, you know? And so I swerve into the other lane, you know, we're closing. He swerves into that lane as well, and he's holding his track, you know, and what the hell, you know? We're closing the whole time, and I, at the last second, I turn to get out of his way, and he T-boned right behind my door, and our car went flying. Our car spun, and hell, we ended up on the side street there from the main road. You know, I checked on her, honey, are you all right? And she kind of gave me the, she was hurt. And so, I was still in one piece, you know, but I said, well, let's get out of here. And I couldn't open my door, so we had to crawl out her side. She crawls out and falls down immediately. She was hurt. I crawled out, and just as I put one foot out the door, the gunfire began. Bing, 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 bing. And Michelle's on the ground, and she looks up to me. Is someone shooting? I don't know, because we're disoriented. We just were in a bad car accident. I get out, and I look over the roof of the car in the direction where I knew the creep and the pickup was, and he's firing a gun. He had laser sights. He's firing, and I told Michelle, run. She got up, and she went a little whiz and fell down, and then got back up and ran. I'm thinking she's out of the way. I went around back to the main road. Sure enough, he follows me. I'm a big target. So I'm running away. I'm widening this gap. Michelle's running up this other street, and I'm running down this way. He's following me. Good, that's what I want. Firing the whole time. Round after round, not machine gun. It was pow, pow, pow. They're bouncing off the ground. I'm running uphill. I need to get cover somewhere, but there was nowhere to get cover. About that time, some people pull up, and I go up to the car and let me in. and tried to open the car door on this SUV, and the people locked it. They weren't letting me in, and then they back up, my hands still on the handle of their car, and they pull me to the ground. Bullets are flying. They're scared too. So I'm left there. I pick myself up. The bullets are still flying. I clamber up, and I don't know, I get another 10 feet. And that's when the first bullet hit me. And I hit the ground.
Hey, Prime members, you can listen to This Is Actually Happening ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today.